Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode. Brothers and sisters, now let's listen to 155th and also 156th verses of Chapter Shu'ara.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قال هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم.
He said, "This is a she camel. For her is a time of drink, and for you is a time of drink, each on a known day."
ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب يوم عظيم.
And do not touch her with harm, lest you be seized by the punishment of a terrible day.
قال هذه ناقة لها شرب ولكم شرب يوم معلوم. He said, "Here is a she camel. The camel has her portion of water, and you have your portion of water on an appointed day."
ولا تمسوها بسوء فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
Do not touch her with evil, lest the punishment of a grievous day should overtake you. As you were with us, dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we were discussing these verses of Chapter Shu'ara, the story of Prophet Salih and the people of Thamud, where they asked their prophet to bring them a sign, a proper sign, a miracle. They did not accept his call of invitation to the Almighty Allah because they tried to justify not following him by calling him of the bewitched. Now, this is what the Prophet answers them in response of them trying to make him bring something forth for them as a sign or a miracle. قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةٌ. He said, the Prophet said, "Here is a camel, a she camel. لَهَا شِرْبٌ. She shall have her portion of water. وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And you have your portion of water on an appointed day." So, in this case, this miracle was manifest to all people in every level. This is what the nature of miracle is. A miracle is a miracle when it is apparent and visible and manifest to all people in every aspect and level. They must be able to understand its miraculous state. So he says something pretty much visible and manifest. Here is a she-camel. The camel came out of the rock. Now, Allah is omnipotent and easily can bring miracles to existence. Whether it is the moon that did rend asunder, or the water of the sea that clave asunder, and the mountain that clave asunder, and a she-camel came out of it in our case. All of these are indifferent for him, the mighty. They're all the same to him, to his power, because he is the absolute cause.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So anyway, these disobedient people, not for understanding the right, but for seeking pretext, they asked Salih for a miracle. Since the argument should be completed to them, then Prophet Salih, by the command of Allah, spoke to them and said, قَالَ هَذِهِ نَاقَةٌ. Here is a she-camel, لَهَا شِرْبٌ. She shall have her portion of water one day. وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And you have your portion of water on an appointed day. The Arabic word ناقة means a she-camel. The Quran has talked about the characteristics of this camel, which has had a miraculous situation in brief, and it has not mentioned its entire specialties, but we know that it had not been an ordinary camel. As some commentators have said, this she-camel, in a miraculous manner, came out from inside of a mountain. One of its qualities was that it specialized the water of the spring of the town every other day to itself and drunk it, as it is said in this verse and also in one other verse of the Holy Quran in chapter Qamar. However, Prophet Salih ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam was commissioned to announce to them that they should have that wonderful and extraordinary she-camel, which was the sign of the unlimited power of the Almighty Allah to itself, and he ordered that they should not hurt it the least. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. And do not touch her with evil. We will continue where we left off in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, in your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.